I knew a professor, a physics professor, who, amongst other things, his specialty was optics. And in one optics class, along came a student who was blind, taking an optics class. Obviously, since you're talking in optics about the things of sight, you're talking about light and perception of light, this presented some difficulties. Of course, school systems have learned to adapt to people who are not seeing or hearing, and he gave his lectures as well as he could. You know, when you're writing on the blackboard, it doesn't convey as well, but you know, you can work around that too, and they read did all those loud things. Yeah. You can read it out loud, but when you're trying to show how angles equal and opposite, it, you know, there are some challenges here, some special challenges, as there are in many fields. In the end, he ended up giving this blind person a C in the class. This professor's wife reacted indignantly and said, "This is amazing that this blind person was able to achieve what he could in this class. Anyone who can do this level of work that he was able to do and is blind deserves an A." And the professor said, "No, I think that's the wrong way to think about it. Anyone who is blind and can achieve a C in this class deserves significant recognition." So how do you think about their two different perspectives? And I'll mention that the wife, by the way, was a therapist.
I agree with a faculty member, and I'm very grateful that I can only remember one occasion where anybody tried to give me a better grade than what I had earned. I told them to forget it, and I think that was in the days when I was young and not particularly polite about telling them to forget it. No thanks. That is worse put down of somebody, in my view, than give them the C they earned.
You must know someone like him. He was tall and strong and lean, body like a greyhound, mind so sharp and keen, but his heart just like a laurel grew twisted on itself, till almost everything he did brought pain to someone else. It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share. It's not the fights you dream of, but those you really fought. It's not just what you're given, but what you do with what you got. For what's the use of two strong legs if you only run away? What good is the finest voice if you've nothing good to say? What good are strength and muscle if you only push and shove? What's the use of two good ears if you can't hear those you love? It's not just what you're born with, it's what you choose to bear. It's not how large your share is, but how much you can share.